Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, October 22nd. Actually, a very nice day today in Dallas. The temperature's not real warm, but very pleasant right now. I want to begin, though, of course, by congratulating the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. They're facing each other in the World Series. This is probably the experts are going to go with the Astros. They're going to say that the Astros are a better team. On paper, that may be the case, but the Washington Nationals are playing very well. And they're playing they're kind of playing like they believe in themselves that they cannot lose another game. And certainly, I think this is going to be a little tougher. I think it'll go six or seven games. I still think the Astros will win in six or seven games, but it's going to be a very competitive series. I just don't buy this, all these expert predictions that the Astros are going to walk away with the Nationals. I just don't buy that. I just don't buy that at all. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about impeachment and what I like to refer to as impeachment secrecy. The way this is being done is completely wrong, absolutely wrong, and I don't know how else to say it other than that. You know, we have a tradition in the United States that impeachment, it never happens that often, of course. It shouldn't happen that often. Impeachment is a very serious matter. In fact, if you think about it, it happened only one time in the 19th century. And we sure had some, you know, difficult times back then. There were some very contested elections in the 19th century, and yet it only happened once. Andrew Johnson, of course, in 1867. Then we had to go all the way up to Richard Nixon in 1974 and Bill Clinton in 1998, in the case of Richard Nixon, there was never actually an impeachment because he resigned when he was presented with some facts by some Republican senators. But nevertheless, we did learn in 1974 and in 1998 how to do an impeachment. And it's very simple. You do an impeachment, first of all, you have to take a vote. There has to be a vote in the House. Everybody in the House has to go on record on an impeachment. And then you have what is known as an impeachment inquiry. And then you create a select committee where both sides get to play. Both sides get to ask questions. Both sides have witnesses. And in this case, I guess the Judiciary Committee would be run by Jerry Nadler, the Democrat from New York. I would assume that I'm not sure who would be the minority leader. But it doesn't really matter who the majority leader or the minority leader is. You have a process. You have a tradition where both sides get to ask questions. They need, you know, they bring up witnesses and so on and so on. And then after all the evidence is presented, then the House will vote on articles of impeachment. And when that happens, then the articles of impeachment go to the White House or to the Senate, where they have a trial shortly after those articles arrive. You know, we saw some of this, some of you may remember this, during the Clinton impeachment, where the articles, I think, were passed in October, or the vote, I should say, was in October or early November, and then the House went into almost daily hearings. A lot of it was televised. I remember watching a lot of them on TV, or certainly you could hear them on the radio. And all of this was brought to the American people. All of the evidence was presented to the American people. Every American had a chance through television to catch the hearings. And then, as I said, at the end of the hearings, both sides decided to vote for articles of impeachment. And those articles of impeachment were sent to the U.S. Senate. Now, in this particular case, or in the case of Richard Nixon, you didn't have articles of impeachment because it never got that far. What happened back then was that Democrats and Republicans got together and said, look, this doesn't look good. And some Republicans went over to the White House and said, okay, look, Mr. President, we cannot guarantee that you're going to get out of this conviction. So maybe for the good of the country, maybe for the good of the party, maybe for your own legacy, why don't you resign and put this stuff behind us? And that's how it happened with President Nixon in 74. And that's how it happened with President Clinton in 1998. Nothing like that is happening now. This is the most outrageous. This is a sham. I just don't know how to explain it. You have right now the entire. First of all, it's not being done in the Judiciary Committee, which is where this should be done. This is being done in the Intelligence Committee, and of course that allows the testimony and the information to be basically kept in secret because it is all under the umbrella of national security and information that cannot be released. So what you have is a situation where somebody goes in, he speaks to the committee, and then you have very selective leaking of what this person said. And then the next day there's a headline in the paper saying the person said this and the person said that. Again, it's all based on anonymous sources. Nobody comes out and puts their name on anything. Well, this is not the way to do it. This is exactly the wrong way to do it. So I think it's about time that the Republicans drew the line and said, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're going to shut down the Congress if necessary to make sure that there is a vote and there's a transparency in this whole impeachment process. We're going to open it up. We're going to have hearings just like we did with Clinton, just like they started to do with Nixon. We're going to have hearings. Both sides will get to make their case, and then this will go to the floor for articles of impeachment. I think the Democrats are avoiding this because I think they know better than anybody else that they do not have enough material to write an article of impeachment. I mean, there's no evidence whatsoever of any, high crimes and misdemeanors. What we have is allegation after allegation of, a conversation, a whistleblower, somebody said this, somebody said that. But all of that is meaningless. We have a transcript of the telephone conversation. What more do you need? The transcript pretty much says in black and white whatever happened in that conversation. Then, of course, you have other issues related to Ukraine having to do with Joe Biden. So I think this is a shame. Shame on the Democrats for what they're doing with impeachment. Shame on the Democrats. And all I can tell you is I think it's up to the American news media to start demanding transparency out of this impeachment. The Republicans can do it, but the problem is the Republicans don't run the House. So they can do all they want, but they're outnumbered in the House. But the media could certainly step in and say, okay, guys, no, there's got to be transparency here. We're not going to play this game of leaks anymore until there is transparency. I actually think the media would benefit a great deal from taking a position like that, because right now what we're seeing is, I think, a union between the Democrats and the media that is not very healthy for the media, not healthy for the country, but not very healthy for the media. So it's time to end the secrecy. It's time to have transparency. It's time to put everything on the table, and let's have an impeachment, open impeachment, transparency. Let's put everything on TV so that the country can see what's going on. Otherwise, this continues to be a sham, a total, complete sham. And I think it's bad for the country to do this. Nobody is going to win out of all of this. The only thing that we're going to get out of this is a more divided country, a more polarized country, and that is simply unacceptable. We've got enough division, enough polarization as it is right now, and I think it's time to move on, and let's concentrate on getting some things done, like doing something about health care, which is what the Democrats promised us in 2018 when they took over the House. Just a sham. That's all I can tell you. This is a total, complete sham that we're hearing, we're watching here from the Democrat Party. It's absolutely shameful. I get angry. I get angry thinking about what they're doing to the country and what they're doing to the rule of law and what they're doing to traditions in the House that have existed for years that clearly call for transparency and something better than what we're doing now. And let me just say one last thing about impeachment. I keep hearing Nancy Pelosi saying, well, abuse of power, the president did. My feeling is that Nancy Pelosi or any Democrat, if you really feel that way, let's have a vote. Let's have a vote on impeachment. Just put it down, put it on paper, and let's have a vote on impeachment and present to the American people all this evidence that you have. But stop this game of accusing the president, or for that matter, accusing anybody in public without having the guts to have an up and down vote in the House of Representatives. I mean, it just makes me mad. It makes me mad because we're hurting the country a great deal. We're going to take a little break. I want you to hear from my friend Carlos Geddes. We'll be right back. Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, just sharing with you a few thoughts today about how angry I am at the way that this impeachment is being done. I mean, it's absolutely shameful what the House Democrats are doing. And frankly, it doesn't make me feel good that so many in the media are making it possible for the House Democrats to get away with this. It's just absolutely shameful. What they are doing. Just a couple of things that I wanted to mention additionally tonight. There's a lot of talk about Hillary Clinton running for president in 2020. There's a lot of talk that she wants to get back in. Look, I don't know what she's thinking. I mean, her latest little antic about, you know, this young woman for this lady from Hawaii, the congresswoman, that she's a Russian agent and all this kind of stuff. I don't think this makes Hillary Clinton look very bright. I really don't. I think that it made Hillary Clinton look rather small. And if this is how she plans to get back into the political game, I don't think this was a smart way to do it. But she may run. You know, she may run. Look, this is a woman who thinks that she's entitled to be president. This is a woman who was twice denied the presidency, first by Barack Obama in 2008 and obviously in 2016 by the election of Donald Trump. So this is a woman who thinks that this is her job and she's entitled to it. So expect a lot of crazy things from Hillary Clinton really between now and 2020. I would not be surprised if she runs. I think she's that crazy about running for president. There are some very, very important reports coming out here in the future. The IG report, we've been hearing about that one for months, and that I think is supposed to be coming out before the end of the year, I hope. It's been around for quite some time. It should have come out before. I don't know exactly why it hasn't come out. It could be that they're making sure that everything in the report is correct. You know, they're crossing all their T's and dotting all their I's because, you know, once they put that out there, if there are any mistakes, obviously, it's going to hurt the credibility of the report. But that's supposed to be coming out, and that report is not supposed to be good for some members of the Obama administration. The big one, though, that apparently is really growing in scope and in importance is a report being made or an investigation being made by Mr. Durham. And he is a federal district judge, I guess, who's overseeing this investigation. And I think this is the one that I believe a lot of Democrats are afraid of, because there may be some information there about the FBI, about the Clinton campaign, and just exactly how this Russia investigation got started. And I think some Democrats may be fearing that particular report could end up damaging them a great deal. So keep an eye on these two reports. Everything I see, everything I hear tells me that these reports are coming and that they're going to be very tough. But again, I'm not going to speculate as to what's in them, other than I think they're going to be, at the very least, very negative against some members of the Obama administration. Well, we remember today on this day the missile crisis. It was on this day in 1962 that President Kennedy went to the nation and spoke to the nation about the missiles in Cuba. And, of course, for the next couple of weeks, it was pretty tense, to say the least. By the way, I have a post this morning in my blog about the missile crisis. You may want to check that. We also have a radio interview with my friend Frank Burke, contributor to The American Thinker. thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you the next time.